Good morning. CMCL celebrates Pride because we believe God lives in every person. We believe God creates and celebrates the rainbow. We believe celebrating diversity is loving God. Celebrating diversity is striving for the greater gifts, faith, hope, and love. When some people asked Jesus to announce when God's kingdom was coming to earth, I imagine Jesus' response went something like this. Your definition of the kingdom and my definition of kingdom are completely opposite. You're thinking about some future time and place when you can say, look, here it is, or there it is. I tell you, the kingdom of God has already arrived. It's here. It's among you. In fact, it's not only among you, it's also within you. As you can imagine, there are various interpretations and understandings of what Jesus might have meant when he supposedly said, "The kingdom of God is within you and among you." This morning, I will share my response to Jesus' words, knowing you may have a different response, and that's okay. At this time in my spiritual journey, this is what I believe. I believe God is within us, meaning we are each on a personal journey of living with God, and God is among us, meaning we journey with each other in living with God. I believe we are born with a divine spark, and this spark is our spiritual life. God is within and among us all the time. Our spiritual life is not a straightforward path. However, we are told God never leaves or forsakes us. Psalm 94:14. Our life in God is blessed by diverse gifts of the Spirit that function differently in each of us. We are not spiritual robots. We are gifted differently, as explained by the Apostle Paul when he wrote to the Corinthian church. Brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be ignorant about spiritual gifts. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. It is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Paul metaphorically used various body parts to illustrate how diversity builds connections. Diversity creates wholeness for the good of everyone. Paul also believed each has spiritual gifts that are similar because he wrote that everyone is to strive for the greater gifts, or as another translation says, use your ambition to get the greater gifts. And what are those greater gifts? Faith, hope, and love. I think Paul understood these gifts to be the core of our spiritual being, gifts necessary to live with ourselves and to live with others. To me, this means we must choose to live faithfully, hopefully, and lovingly, especially in this time of chaotic governance in our country and in many places around the world. I believe it's very important to think about the basics of our common spirituality, as we were reminded so impactfully on June 1st by Judy Zook when she shared excerpts from the Sermon on the Mount. And thanks, Judy, for bringing us back to those words that ask, that beg the proverbial question, how shall we live? Let's explore the three greater gifts Paul challenges us to strive for. I'll start with hope. Krista Tippett, former NPR host, understands hope this way. Hope is a muscle. She speaks metaphorically like Paul. She said, "I think a lot about hope, and these days I just leap and say, hope is a muscle." And what I'm contrasting is, a muscle is different from wishful thinking, and it's different from assuming or believing that things will turn out all right in the end. The way I think about hope is reality-based. It's not optimism. It's a refusal to accept the way you are told things have to be. It's a refusal to insist the world has to be this way. And then hope, the muscle, is throwing what we can of our life, our will, our energy, our intelligence, our creativity, our care behind that insistence. It's throwing what we can of our life, our will, our energy, our intelligence, our creativity, our care behind that insistence. Shane Claiborne says it this way: hope is an act of resistance. It always has been. Hope is a muscle. Hope is resistance. And we know it takes resistance training to build muscle. When the White House and company scapegoats and targets immigrants, when humanitarian aid is shut down for millions, when DEI is labeled as woke and evil, when threats are made to reduce Medicaid and Medicare, when trans and LGBTQ persons are targeted for erasure, the choice must be to exercise hope, or we become hopeless. Courageously, we object. Resistance is hope. Insistence activates hope. Faith. If hope is a muscle, metaphorically, what body part would you say is faith? I asked several persons for their ideas, and the responses were mostly the brain and the feet. I choose feet because I associate faith with movement. Faith strives to understand the unknown and welcomes questions more than answers. Just as feet allow us to stand, to walk, to journey, faith enables us to keep moving when we don't understand the full picture. Faith, like hope, activates us to seek possibilities and to dream, as the Sermon on the Mount says, ask, seek, and knock, Matthew 7:7. Yes, faith is personal. However, we are enriched and blessed when we engage this quest with others because their faith inspires and stimulates our faith. Faith is action and movement. Faith is praying with one's feet. The late Pope Francis would say, living the faith is more important than talking about it. Love. Metaphorically, what body part would you say is love? The heart. To Paul, love is the greatest common gift of the Spirit. In fact, he ranked love the greatest of the three. When the heart stops beating, we die. When love diminishes, our spiritual life diminishes. We need love to live well. Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's that vital. And Jesus gave another challenge. We are to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength. I believe we love God when we love ourselves and others. Like hope and faith, love is action. It's patience, kindness, looking out for others. Love isn't jealous. It doesn't brag. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't happy with injustice, but love is happy with the truth. And Paul's list goes on. The challenge is great, almost too high. But we can never give up because God is within and among us. So be faithful now. Be hopeful now. Be loving now. That is how I hear Jesus and Paul's words challenging us today. Several months ago, I traveled in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. I heard stories of how faith, hope, and love moved the people to break from Russia non-violently. I was stunned to learn the nonviolent revolution in Estonia was bolstered by singing. It's called the Singing Revolution. During mass demonstrations, people would sing songs they were not permitted by the communists to sing. The singing could not be contained. Singing and raising the banned Estonian flag was exercising the muscle of hope. Singing gave them the courage to keep on demonstrating. I imagine it must have been a very emotional, spiritual experience as the movement grew and when independence was finally declared on August 20, 1991. I also heard how the three countries achieved the impossible on one day, August 23rd, 1989, when 2 million people formed a human chain along Route E67, the main road that connects the three capitals, Tallinn, Riga, and Vilnius. A route 600 kilometers or 375 miles long. The chain was completed by 7 p.m. that day. Leaders from the three countries began planning only a month earlier. The communist leaders knew about the planning, but their response was, they won't be able to pull it off. But they did. They achieved the impossible. Faith, hope, and love in action sustained them. The event so inspired the people that Lithuania was the first to declare independence, followed by the other two several years later. The event is called the Baltic Way, W-A-Y, if you want to look it up, the Baltic Way. The most memorable experience was our stop at the Hill of the Crosses in Lithuania. That's why the picture on the bulletin cover. It's a picture I took on May the 5th. Its beginning remains a mystery, but for centuries, crosses have been placed on this small hill, less than the size of a football field, as symbols of resistance to the suppression of faith under Russia's rule. Regardless of the many attempts to destroy the crosses, always crosses would appear under the cover of darkness. During Stalin's time, especially, the hill was bulldozed over many times. But always crosses would reappear. In 1989, when Lithuania declared independence, an estimated 55,000 crosses had been placed, and today the estimate is 400,000. The Hill welcomes Lithuanians and tourists alike to better understand the community's difficult past and to learn of their unshakable faith, hope, and love that kept the crosses reappearing. Nonviolent resistance and insistence are the muscles of hope. As I walked to the hill, the view brought various emotions to the surface because I never liked looking at a cross, either in a painting, on a wall in a church, or on a page in a book. As I kept looking at these crosses, my thoughts moved from thinking of the difficult past to their liberation. I thought this place should also be called the Hill of Resurrection because faith, hope, and love were triumphant. I was grateful for the change in my thoughts and spirit. Now, I need to tell you that before the trip, I had already chosen 1 Corinthians 13:13 as my text for today. And in those moments of looking at hundreds of crosses, I was strengthened by the unshakable faith, the insistent hope, and the nonviolent love it took to keep replacing their symbol of resistance, a cross on a hill. Today, our resistance to injustice must continue by singing, marching, protesting, reaching for another's hand, sharing one's money and or time, by continuing to support trans, bi, gay, and lesbians and their parents. Pride is about resistance and insistence. Resistance to homophobia, insistence for diversity, equality, and inclusion to be normalized everywhere. It's as Krista Tippett explains, resistance is a refusal to accept the way you are told things have to be. It's a refusal to insist the world has to be this way. And then hope, the muscle, is throwing what we can of our life, our will, our energy, our intelligence, our creativity, our care behind that insistence. It's choosing to place a cross on a hill whenever necessary. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within and among you." Because we believe we live in God and God lives in us, we celebrate Pride not only today, but every day. We have been given the gifts of the Spirit to keep us actively striving and pursuing the greater gifts, faith, hope, and love.